So somehow that translated into a sense of adventure for you. You weren't really supposed to ask these questions, but you had this curiosity and desire to push the boundaries. How did that translate into going to the United States and embarking on education and sort of an executive type of career?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I was a very good drawer and then painter in high school, and by the way, that high school was for, you had to get a scholarship to go to high school. It was not just free. And so I passed the scholarship at 10 years old to get into the high school stream. One of four in my high school, in my elementary school, along with my sister. So you can imagine there were five of us who passed that scholarship from three different homes. Two homes had two kids. Another family had twins. And so you can see, out of an entire school of hundreds of kids, having just five kids go on, that was a very precious gift. And I struggled, because when I got to high school, all the kids were richer than I was, and I felt very out of place, and spent a good part of my early years in that high school stream being a comedian, trying to kind of cover over my discomfort. And when my academics slipped, my confidence slipped. I was a bright kid, and a lot of my confidence slipped, and I kind of languished into academic failure for a while, until towards the end of graduation, I really was frightened into buckling down and doing well. One skill that never faded or undulated or wavered was my skill at drawing and painting. I was always the best one in my school, and entered national contests and exhibits and so on. And so I knew I could do this as good as most people, and so I wanted to do it. I wanted to do some form of art and design, and so I resolved in my heart to go to the London School of Art or some school in the United States, which was preposterous. It was just preposterous. A poor kid in Jamaica trying to go to school in London or in the United States, the visa requirements, the resource, the demonstrated self-support you would have. I had nothing like that. And through a series of circumstances that are too complex to go into, a confluence of circumstances led to me getting a visa to the United States and a school that I applied to and got entrance. And so that was, for me, a great demonstration of what being true to what you want to do can work out. And my father wanted me to be a lawyer. There was a path for that. Go to the University of the West Indies, pass an exam, go in. And in fact, two of my siblings did that subsequently. I'm one of 10 kids, the third of 10. And they're lawyers in Jamaica now. And I found that to be kind of a little more tedious than I wanted to live. I wanted to kind of express myself and be creative.